When using all of the Jura and Frankie or the Cafe Swiss machines, certainly anything that's got a tank on the side of it, it might seem like an obvious point, but it's always worth taking the tank off to fill the water tank rather than do it in situ. Even I've managed in a rush to go to fill up my Frankie Flair machine, leaving the tank on, poured the water in and managed to spill some over the top of the machine. Because there's a lot of the electrics, the top of the grinders, getting water into that can really wreck the machines, it can wreck the grinders, it can rust them, and it's something that's just not covered at all under warranty. The other reason it's a very good habit of getting into taking the water tank off to fill it up with water is on a couple of the machines, when you're doing a descale, the machine recognises the water tank being taken off when it comes up to ask for fresh water to go in or the liquid or the descaler to be put in. And if you don't take the water tank off, if I remember correctly, I think it was the Jura X9 and sometimes the X7 machines, it won't recognise it. So you'll finish the descale and it will then come straight back up asking for another descale again. You have to go through the entire procedure again. So it might seem like a very obvious point, but just take the water tank off, fill it up and then put it back on very carefully, always making sure that you don't really pass the maximum level and you don't fill it up so much that you spill it over the bottom, because obviously there's a lot of electrics underneath the water tank where you're taking it off. The other thing is the drip tray. The way the drip trays are made on all the machines, and I'm just using the Frankie Flair here as an example, you sort of lift it up very slightly and pull the drip tray out. And at the back of the drip trays, you'll have very small metal sensors. Naturally, you tend to then pour the water out of the drip tray, and it's very easy to pour them over the metal sensors. If you get the sensors wet, not only will it affect the machine not noticing it's gone back into the machine and the sensors won't meet up, so it might you'll put them all back in, it will still show drip tray missing, or you can have problems where it's showing drip tray full or empty drip tray when there's nothing in there. Because if you get water on the sensors, not only does that cause problems, but when you put it back into the machine, it gets the internal sensor wet. And sometimes, you know, we've been known to have to put a fan in front of the machine to try and dry it out quickly. So it's always worth just making sure that you don't get those sensors wet, and you certainly keep them wiped clean and just make sure they're always kept clean. The other thing inside is then just emptying the ground box. Might seem like a very obvious point, but on the commercial machines in particular, is making sure that the spout's all the way up. On some of the models, if you don't lift the spout right up, you can't get the ground box out. And on some of them, in fact, if you pull the tray, it will catch on the spout and it will can damage the front of the machine. In particular, the Frankie Flair, we've been out to a number that have the whole front of it has all been dented, where people really with force tried pulling out the drip tray. So it's always worth just taking it out very carefully with the ground box. And then just emptying the ground box, again, just being careful not to lose anything, because it's we've had that a number of times where people lose things and throw them in the bin, and then putting everything back in afterwards. And then the drip tray. I have noticed before, and certainly it tends to be more the Jura machines, and if I'm in all fairness, it tends to be more the domestic machines, that occasionally, if the machine still thinks it's in the middle of a cycle, if you ever go to remove the, or in fact, after you've taken the drip tray out and ground box and you go to put it back in, and it doesn't go quite all the way back in, and you feel that you can feel that the ground box is catching, it's where the brewer's still in the down position. And an easy way to clear that is quite common on the F for Freddy range of Jura machines. And I've even had it on my Z5 range or the X5 range of machines, where just pop the ground box out, put the tray back in, the machine thinks that everything's back to normal again, you'll hear the brewer kick back into motion again and go back up, and then obviously take the drip tray back out and put the ground box in. And that pretty much covers everything on the water tank, the drip tray and ground box. And again, if you need any more help, give us a call here at Express Coffee.